observe, Macheath, the lethal kind of charmer. You wouldn't think a chink was in his armor. A man who needs a sea of sin to swim in, and guess what always drags him under? Women. He lives the life that he is forced to live, and that's the sexual imperative. Observe the sort of bloke who works for ICI, a natty suit, a furt expense account. He may use coke, but indiscreet amounts, but never whores. He'd rather die. The thing he rails against is his undoing, for come the night you'll find him somewhere screwing. The Tory minister with all his minions, who's never shy of voicing his opinions. He's always telling us, like it or lump it, we know what he likes, don't we, children? Crumpet, he's into things it's tricky to forgive, and that's the sexual imperative. And lastly, there's the padre, celibate in name, a proper copper buttoned hypocrite. If you preach chastity, then practice it, not do the opposite. Has he no shame? He may be kneeling, but he's up and thrusting, enjoying what he claims to find disgusting. Execution. Who can deny the state its retribution? Life is the opposite of fine and dandy. And how's the poor old bastard feeling? Randy, amazing that he's something left to give. But that's the sexual imperative. It's gradually clear that he has been betrayed. The fog recedes, he starts to understand. She's 30 bits of silver in her hand. He's almost bleeding.